Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's welcome in Michael Caputo, joining us now just about 24 hours after a big switch at Secretary of State. Rex Tillerson is out. And Michael, you know, the big buzzword that's been floating around, you know, not just yesterday, but throughout the past few weeks, is chaos. Chaos at the White House, chaos amongst the staff. That's how a lot of people are describing it. How would you describe it with all these changes going on?
I think it's a battle of ideas, and I'll tell you why. First of all, if you didn't think that Rex Tillerson was on his way out, you're Rip Van Winkle, because you had to be deaf or asleep to not hear that there were differences of opinion between him and the president on key issues. And as soon as, I think, 3 or 4 months after he joined the administration, there was a drumbeat around that he was thinking of leaving. So this should be a surprise to no one. In addition, I think we have to understand that President Trump didn't come into the White House with hundreds of hangers-on and political dupes who've been following him for years, like most presidents do. So there was not a lot of people that supported the president who were open to jobs in the White House. So this turnover, I believe, is Donald Trump trying to get the cabinet and the White House staff that he wants and deserves. And it took him about a year to really get his feet under him to understand the unfortunate ways of Washington.
Mike, what will Mike Pompeo be like as Secretary of State?
Well, he's a great person, and someone I've met with before he became the head of the CIA. The important part here is that he's of the same mindset as Donald Trump. He's an America First person. He also sees real opportunity for peace in North Korea, and most importantly, is a really strong opponent to the Iran nuclear deal that Obama cut that is enabling Iran to race toward nuclearization and paid them pallets full of cash. Those were two important issues to the president where he and Tillerson did not see eye to eye. He and Pompeo see eye to eye on this, but also in the general aspect of America First policies abroad.
What does it say about the state of politics, the state of Washington, that you had Rex Tillerson, when he was named to the post, so much opposition from Democrats? And then yesterday you saw so much kind of outcry from Democrats about him being removed like this.
Well, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. The Democrats swore to oppose Donald Trump every breath he took the day that he took the oath of office. And also, let's not forget that when Rex Tillerson was chosen, he was awarded a Medal of Friendship by Putin in the Kremlin for his work as CEO of ExxonMobil in the country. And the Democrats were screaming about, there's another pro-Putin appointment proving that Donald Trump has been colluding with Russia. Of course, now that Tillerson is out, they're crying about how this is chaos, and it's a really bad sign for the administration. But the whole idea that Tillerson was close to Russia, we don't hear that anymore.
Well, on the other hand, when people mention chaos, I mean, you have a change at Secretary of State, and I think the reaction for a lot of people is, you know, okay. I mean, there's changes at the White House every other day. It makes a big move like this almost meaningless to most Americans.
Well, I guess I think things are going to change quite a bit now that the president has been there for over a year. He's, you know, with Pompeo at State and other vacancies and other appointments being filled by more people he agrees with more. I think some of the turnover is going to slow down. But when they talk about chaos, they also talk about the battle between people like former head of the National Economic Council, Gary Cohn, and Peter Navarro, the trade and manufacturing czar. Those are two people, you know. Navarro agreed with the president on tariffs, and Cohn disagreed. The president sat them down many different times on the couches in the Oval Office, had them battle it out, and you know what? Gary Cohn lost, and when he lost, he decided it was time to leave. That's how it works in the Trump White House, and it's not an unusual way, management style when it comes to public policy.
Michael, what about the Pennsylvania congressional race last night, which is still too close to call this morning? You know, it was said to be a blueprint on the midterms. Is this a hit on the president?
I think so in many ways. He had a 20-point advantage on election day in that same congressional district. And even if the Republican ekes it out, which he might, this is a loss for the president, a defeat for the Republican Party, one that is a harbinger of things that could come if they don't tighten things up. For example, we see that the Democrats put in, as a candidate there, a conservative Democrat, a veteran, who was very opposed to and campaigning against Nancy Pelosi. If they put those kinds of candidates in key races around the country, they could take over the House of Representatives. But also, believe me when I tell you this, the idea that Nancy Pelosi would make a strong push to put people into candidacies, the people that oppose her, that's also not going to come about.
Hey, Michael, we always appreciate the time. That's Michael Caputo joining us talking about Rex Tillerson's ouster in Pennsylvania, what it means for the White House.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.